This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, I don't know, you want to call it another session of sanity? That's what I'm going to call it, another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Look, it's the only way to fix it. You got to be part of the solution. Right? That'll help you get involved. This is like rapid fire tonight. All kinds of stories I want to do with you, all kinds of issues I want to hit with you. And I think that really, the bottom line with it is, this stuff is coming at us like a fire hose. Grab what it is, I hate to put it this way, but grab what it is, what turns you on when it comes to the news. The areas, the topics, the things that you know you can make changes with or want to make changes with. Right? So one of the things somebody wrote me about today, I did a little looking into it, is some of you conservative freaktoids, I'm going to put it that way because I don't know any other way to put it, are going out of your mind that Musk said that Tesla would pay for people like the people that are working in Texas for him, and if he moves the Tesla headquarters to Texas, he said he would pay for his employees to go out of state to get an abortion, to get reproductive medical care. The first thing I have to say to you is, why, if you're a conservative, if you believe in capitalism, you believe that businesses should be able to do what they want to do, right? Why are you concerned? What's your problem? You're all excited when you bought Twitter. Oh, my God, we're going to get Twitter back again. Did anybody really think he was a conservative? He understands, because he's an immigrant here, he understands how important freedom of speech is. It doesn't mean he's a conservative. And if you're really stuck in your convictions, how many of you screaming about him and what he's doing have a Tesla in the driveway? So how convicted are you? I'm just asking. Now, liberals are going even more crazy, though, and conservatives are happy. So, I mean, I got to tell you, some of our people, you're no different than the cat in the point and cat in the laser pointer. Get that red laser pointer on the wall, you watch the cat go out of their minds, right? That's what we do. Well, I don't do it, but you know what I'm saying. And now liberals are going out of their mind because Musk says he will, not would, will reinstate Trump on Twitter. Now, you know, this made them nuts. And by the way, talking with somebody today, I don't believe for a second that Jack canned Trump. I don't believe it. I believe that Jack was forced to can Trump. That I do believe. Okay, I think he was backed into a corner. I think the Wall Streeters and others said to him, you do this or else. And I think that's what forced him to do it, because he's very, Jack, the previous founder, CEO of, he's very excited that Musk is bringing back, not Trump necessarily, but will turn that into a real thriving business. And now lefties, including Keith Olbermann and so many others, they reacted viciously to the thought that the 45th president would be allowed back on Twitter. During an interview with the Financial Times on Tuesday, Musk, the new potential owner of Twitter, claimed that Twitter was wrong to ban Trump and that once his ownership of the company is finalized, he would reverse the ban. Which means now everybody's going to come after him to kill this thing. I would have kept my mouth shut. I mean, I would keep my mouth shut about everything and just say, hey, let's see what happens. Let's just let it play out, you know? I haven't made any plans because, you know, the paperwork, the ink on the paperwork hasn't dried yet, so just bear with me. Speaking to the outlet at its Future of the Car conference, the Tesla CEO stated that permanent bans should be extremely rare. Now, think about this. Right, he comes out of a world where these things are commonplace and people would be killed for speaking out against the government. So he thinks it's wrong, period. He said, I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump, period. I do think it's correct to ban bots and scam and spam accounts. Yeah, those I do. Right, which is fine. He added that he thought that the ban was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country, did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. In addition, Musk claimed that I would reverse the permanent ban. I don't own Twitter yet, though. So it's not like a thing that will definitely happen. Because what if I don't own Twitter? See, that's the part that's going down right now where people are now, they're turning the resources back to Twitter. They're turning Twitter back on. Don't do it yet. Yeah, I put stuff up there just because, you know, it's for me, it's a flick of a switch. I don't have to go out of my way to do it. I mean, I think that we, years ago, were among the first to be shadow banned on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook. I mean, we've got numbers. We can show you. We've kept that stuff in case it ever goes to a class action lawsuit. We can show you where we had 200,000 viewers, listeners, whatever. I don't even know what Facebook calls it. A night. It was a big deal. And then bang, slam, crash. I am proud to say we've had 4 channels on YouTube shut down. And it... Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
It very much helps when you hit the right button. Let me tell you what.
God bless.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, listen up. So, what I want you to do, this is always amazing to me. And it's kind of like, you've got to get informed. You've got to engage. It's what I was talking about a few minutes ago. Now, you know I'm a committed conservative Christian, or I should be committed, but anyway, a conservative Christian. Yeah, the old white guy. What else would I be, right? And I listen to some of you, and I get so confused. And I don't say that to be funny or even provocative. It's talking about Elon Musk. I am not a big fan of his. I mean, I get what he does, and I get how he does it and all of that. But you're trying to make him a good... It's the same thing you're trying to do to Trump. Trump is not a, you know, a diehard conservative. Get over yourselves. Right? So, again, I say to you, you take these wins as they come, okay, and use them, like in this case. Now, I don't know if he may never own Twitter. We don't know. He's made a play for it. He made it work, and now we'll see what happens. So Musk claimed, I would reverse the permanent ban. I don't own Twitter yet, so this is not like a thing that will definitely happen because I don't own Twitter. He's telling you that, but he's definitely poking you guys on the left. And you fall for it. You can't handle it. It's also up in the air whether Trump would choose a return to Twitter. He said at one point he was only going to exclusively post. I don't believe that. On his own site. And I'll tell you why. Not that he doesn't like, you know, truth. But I believe that if he's smart, he's not a stupid man. I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. But what I would do, frankly and honestly, is I would post maybe 30, 40% of everything I put on Truth Social. Or what I would do, I think one of the other ones is doing it right now. I think it's Parler. It might be Getter. One of the two. When you post there, they repost to Twitter for you. So if I was Trump, that's what I would do. I would post on Truth Social, and then what I would have done is have it automatically post on Twitter. And the reason I say that is he doesn't have 90 million users or 100 million or 150 million users on Truth Social. So until he builds it up, if he really wants to get his message out, the best thing for him to do is to keep using Twitter to a degree. Drive people over to Truth Social. Now, Dean Obadala, I don't even know who this is. I don't really care. But apparently he's got a billion followers and whatever. He says, of course Elon Musk would allow Donald Trump back on Twitter, despite Trump using Twitter to plot his January 6th terrorist attack. These guys are amazing. Musk does not care about the U.S. He's South African. Ooh. So if he's an African American, shouldn't he be in trouble for saying this about Musk? He then moved to Canada. The U.S. is just a place for him to use to make lots of money and then go home. He's the richest man on the planet. He's already made lots of money, and somehow he's still here. If he wanted to go home, think of the lavish life he could live in South Africa. Right? But the mayor thought that a man who could own Twitter someday may reinstate Trump's account made these guys nuts, drove them out of their... This is what I'm saying. I mean, I learned to do this with liberals years ago. There are people in my community, because of my convictions, can't stand me. And the fact that I'm on a school board makes it even worse for them. They just lose their minds. And the funny thing about it is they're so small-minded, they're easy to pick on. They're easy to gin up. They're easy to make crazy. 855-REAL-JOE. 855, love to know how you feel. 855-732-5563. Let's see. So the this guy, I guess he's on MSNBC, this Dean Obadiah. And this whole thing just really unnerved him. I mean, really unnerved him. He said, in other words, he wrote, of course Musk would allow Donald Trump back. Right? And claiming that Trump planned the... See, this is where Trump should actually go sue these people. He should sue the crud out of these people so they shut their mouths. Now, if you tell the truth, that's one thing. If you can prove it, that's one thing. If you say, in my opinion, it looks like, that's one thing. But when you start sticking your finger out there going, and Trump did plan the January 6th, you know, that's wrong. That's dead wrong. It's wrong for anybody. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Keith Olbermann, he tweeted that Musk says the Twitter ban on Trump was a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. which he'll rescind. This again proves that whatever intelligence, cunning, or skill is required to get rich is not transferable to the rest of your life. This comes from a guy that can't keep a job, that had virtually no ratings. We're supposed to listen to this guy, like, he wants to be somebody. Right? And then, apparently, the Washington Post, they loved him. When he came up with the Tesla and all this other stuff that he's doing, you know, SpaceX, all of this. They loved this guy. They did the same thing to Trump. They loved him. And the minute he shows any kind of conservative mindset, fringy, or goes against what they believe to be truth, he's Satan's second cousin. Now, Twitter used, Twitter users went off and mocked the Washington Post claim that women and people of color will suffer most from Elon Musk buying Twitter. How? They can't tell you how. They throw these things out there without any numbers, without any information, without any proof. And because it, usually the people on the left buy it, they expect you to buy it. Women and people of color will suffer. I love it. With the Elon Musk's looming takeover, the future of Twitter's content moderation is uncertain. Women and people of color could suffer the most, so said the Washington Post. Oh my God, these people are brain dead. They're not going to stop. You already know this. This is nothing. There's nothing new here. They're not going to stop. Because they can't control themselves. They're like those people you see yelling at the cops and yelling at others. Ain't nothing going to change. Actually, that's what possession looks like to a big degree. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A newly signed bill in Florida is highlighting the horrors of communism and drawing attention to those who've died at the hands of such regimes. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology.
Pfizer is growing. The company said on Tuesday it will pay $11.6 billion to buy Biohaven Pharmaceutical Holding Company. Pfizer is rolling the dice on its ability to boost sales of the top-selling pill in a new class of migraine drugs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Road Show, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I'm catching up in the corner of my eye. It says there was a shot taken at into the window of a Republican Virginia AG, right? But we're the violent ones. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're with me, 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, get informed first, if you would. Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter is just making them nuts. I mean, seriously. I mean, the fact that they're, and again, you want to talk about fear mongers? They're putting out that this, if SCOTUS overturns Roe versus Wade, don't be surprised that right around the corner is gay marriage. Interracial marriage. I mean, they are freaking out and throwing everything at the wall and throwing as much fear-mongering as they can. There is a big difference between killing a baby in a womb and two people of different colors marrying each other. That simple. Right? This is stereotypical liberal media garbage. And since we conservatives gave up the media years ago, decades ago, yeah, you heard me. See, that would be what would be great if the, now he's not a conservative, but he believes in freedom of speech. If the Elon Musks of the world, if the billionaires of the world that are current conservative, lean conservative, would start their own publications and allow conservatives to work for them and write for them and put in front, it would be a whole different story. And the Washington Post has been a critic of Musk off and on for a long time. And his purchase of Twitter really sent them into overdrive. You know what I'm saying? And even one of its writers, Max Boot, he published a comment that said that Musk could be the last person to take over Twitter. Don't you think that's hilarious? They love these people. They love them. Right up to that point where they crossed the line for them. Anyone who thinks it's a problem with social media is too much content moderation rather than too little should not own one of the most powerful platforms online. And isn't it funny how when we were screaming how much influence Twitter and Facebook had on the election, they told us we were nuts. That we were wrong, that really wasn't happening. And what are they saying right now? They're all saying the same thing. This is too much power, too much influence. We shouldn't allow this to happen. So they can't, either, and I'll let you decide. I don't want to influence you. Either they're just amazing, not amazingly good, but they're just amazing, consummate liars. Can't find the truth with both hands if you put in a bag marked truth. They're very deceitful, or they're extremely stupid. I haven't quite decided which one yet. Oh, I like this one. So in California, we've got a couple of George Soros activists, for lack of a better term, in the role of district attorneys for, you know, Los Angeles County. I think it is the largest county in the country. And up in San Francisco, they have the same issue. Now, Soros refuses to prosecute any misdemeanor. He doesn't care what it is. He won't prosecute juveniles. He won't add on some of the extras that would keep these violent criminals in jail a little longer. He just won't do it. But you know what? You guys, you heard me. You guys voted him in. The ones that are screaming the loudest right now, too, about the crime, voted him in. Dave Chappelle, his attack, you know, some of you heard what went down. Somebody charged the stage. And Gascon refuses to charge. He also, even with the pressure on, he doubled down on felony decision. He calls criticism of non-charges misinformation. But apparently everybody else is stupid but him. He's the smartest man in the room. Now, everybody I know that's either worked with him, know him, have known him for years, all say the same thing. He's not an honest guy. He's not a very bright man. But this is what happens when you vote party lines. This is what happens, you know, again, when you're not informed and you're not engaged. This is on the Democrats this time. Because L.A. County is like 6-1 when it comes to Democrat registration versus Republican registration. The Republicans actually voted for a Democrat last time around, and she was doing a great job. But she wasn't radical enough. Now, just days after District Attorney George Gascon's office declined to file felony charges against Dave Chappelle's alleged attacker that you see on video, not alleged, he did attack, Isaiah Lee, Gascon stood in front of the media members to clear up what he describes as a substantial level of misinformation and misunderstanding concerning Chappelle's case. He said, in the city of L.A., as in the case with 9 other cities in the county, which amounts to about 50% of the population of the county, we have a city prosecutor that handles misdemeanors. He said they have the jurisdiction for misdemeanor prosecution in those jurisdictions, as it is the case of the city of Los Angeles. Now, Gascon went on to explain that Chappelle's case was handled and reviewed by one of our deputies in our filing team. And said he agreed with the deputy's right decision when she determined that the conduct of this particular case was misdemeanor conduct. Now, mind you, listen to the words, right? It went to the filing team. Who picks the team? Gascon does. And he said he agreed with the deputy's decision. Well, okay. That she determined that the conduct of this particular case was a misdemeanor conduct. He added that while he believes that Lee, 23, needs to be held accountable for his behavior, ultimately, his office didn't agree that Lee tackling of Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl under California law did not, and I repeat, did not amount to felony conduct. Right. It just never stops. The lunacy never stops. Gascon has come under fire because he went totally lenient overnight once he got elected. Even with all the onslaught of pressure to make a stand against, I mean, crime is way up. He's not doing anything about it. And listen, let's be clear here. If you do your homework, you're going to find out that the police department is doing their job. The deputies are working hard doing their job. I don't know how anybody can see otherwise. But why keep locking these people up when all of a sudden you're going to let them go? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, he goes on to say, despite an onslaught of pressure, he told reporters on Tuesday that he can't make up charges that don't warrant them. Wow. So I wonder what happened before him. The man has never prosecuted a case in court. Never. How he made it to DA, some people say, I'll never know how he got there. I do. Ignorance. Ignorance and total loyalty to a party and not a country. Total loyalty to a party and not the rule of law. That's how he got there. You know, our founding fathers, you know those old white rich guys? And they weren't all rich, and they definitely weren't all old. Not when they were fighting the revolution, they weren't. They knew. They had an idea of what we would turn out to be. I don't think they ever even thought we'd be where we are today. But they understood. And they created that constitution the way they did, so we would have the ability to change these people up. But they never really thought this would happen. But they also, many of them, hated parties. Really that simple. They hated parties because they knew that we would be more loyal to the party than to the country. So I'm your host, Bill McFarland. A lot more coming up after the break.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what you need. No, seriously. Hey, look, the only way we beat them, and when I do mean we beat them, we become part of the solution. You get informed. You really, truly, I mean, if you want to see, you know, everybody's too happy around here. They want to sue this one, they want to sue that one. And when you look at what's going on, what we really need to do is teach people how to vote. You vote the right people, and you don't have to vote anybody out. I mean, you don't have to try to remove anybody, recall anybody, or fight them via lawsuit. Seriously. So again, pay attention who you're voting for. Cover up the R&D. Look at who they are, what they're willing to stand for. That's what you need to do. I know plenty of ours I would never vote for. You heard me. I wouldn't do it. Matter of fact, we've seen it. You've seen ours that are worse than Democrats. Look, you got two Democrats that are holding up the filibuster. Two of them. And some, you know, I'm told we don't trust Manchin, we don't trust this one. So what? I don't care whether you trust them right now. They're the only thing keeping the Democrats as a whole at bay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nancy, speaking of Democrats, Nancy Pelosi. You know, they really have to be careful as to what they wish for. what they scream for? I mean, really? Nancy Pelosi's house targeted by pro-choice protesters, they're demanding she investigate the Supreme Court, or the justices. Really? What are you going to investigate them for? No, really, what do they be investigated for? Now, the pro-abortion activists, they've been protesting at churches and homes. Right? Are the Supreme Court justices over the potential overturning of Roe versus Wade? And they have a new target on the agenda. House Speaker Nancy the Pelosinator. The left-wing group Ruth Sent us announced Tuesday that protesters from multiple pro-abortion groups are descending on Pelosi's San Francisco home. She's not there most of the time. They demanded that she investigate the corrupt justices and save abortion. Oh, corrupt justices. Don't you love that? Whenever they don't get what they want. Did you ever notice something? Whenever they don't get what they want, it's illegal, it's bad, it's wrong. Okay? We'll be marching to the front door of Pelosi's Pack Heights mansion to demand that she defend Roe. The group accused Pelosi of carelessly and cowardly in leadership in the face of the Republican Party's scorched earth strategy. God, I love this. No one. I love when they turn on their own. Right? She wants them. I love this stuff. I think this is so hilarious. Right? See, they're attacking a woman with seven kids who adopted two black kids. Should be the exact person she's looking for, or they're looking for, the Democrats. Right? A professional woman makes it to the Supreme Court and has everything that they constantly talk about. She gets paid well. She's got kids. She made it all happen. You would think that's exactly what they want. And then you got Thomas, Clarence, a black man who's been on there forever. Isn't this exactly what they talk about, color, all the time? Powerful women in color, unless you're Republican, unless you're conservative. Then they're not interested at all. Isn't that great? I love it. We've had careless and cowardly representation by Pelosi, the group wrote. And the GOP followed a scorched earth strategy with endless Benghazi hearings and ACA repeals, but she passed endless bills that lay on the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk. He refused to hold hearings. You know, it's funny how they can find all these things wrong, yet not a word about Hunter Biden, not a word about his laptop, not a word about the people involved, not a word about how the FBI covered up for the Clintons, actually the Clintons. No, not a word there. Even though you're hearing more and more, and it's funny how you're not hearing as much coming out. When the nauseating Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was nominated in 2018, this is the writer, not me, Nems knew he was a Bush campaign operative who had perjured himself in previous confirmation hearings. He was also a known alcoholic and gambler. Then his serial sexual assaults came to light. He was still seated on his coast. Now, here's the funny thing about all this. None of this was proven. None of this was made true. None of it. But they still use it. Right? They say that Hillary Clinton's election was stolen. Nobody's calling her on the carpet. Right? The money that was supposed to go to Haiti, they won't investigate. Nobody will investigate. Hundreds of millions of dollars that Clinton stole. But they won't get investigated. I mean, we could have a lid. Sorry, the Clintons go? My God, you could do a 3-hour show around them alone. Right? It just never stops. And the funny thing about it is they don't know. I think in some cases they really believe what they're saying. You know, Professor Ford, she couldn't put anything together with Kavanaugh. Nothing. I don't want to go through that whole thing again, but if you really go listen and you watch, nothing. There's absolutely nothing there. there would have been a court of law anywhere that would allow that to go on the way it did. Not a one. Nothing was substantiated. Matter of fact, she couldn't even remember. And the people that were there, the ones that came forward, they wouldn't believe them. They wouldn't allow them to speak, nor would they believe them. So it's just amazing to me anyway, you know. Again, as I keep telling you, they're not interested in hearing the truth. Well, this was interesting. I don't know how many of you saw this. I watched D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. And being in the technology world, there was a lot there that made sense. I mean, a lot. And actually, I was kind of bored in the middle when they were going through all the IP. I'm not going to give it away for you if you haven't seen it yet. When they show you how they track down the information. Because I come out of a world of IT. We've been reporting on this for years. So none of it was really new. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, Fox News Channel is not allowing guests to mention the film 2,000 Mules, which alleges criminal voter fraud. Right? Even with the pictures, people say, well, they're not really validated. Right? I'm going to have Jennifer Van Laar on later on this week from Red State. She has a problem with the movie, too, but we'll see what her... I'm not going to give it all up. We'll see what she has to say. When a user on Twitter asked if Fox host Tucker Carlson was going to mention the film, D'Souza replied, I'm sorry to say, that Tucker Carlson and his team specifically instructed Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote not to mention the movie. Right? Tagging Justin Welles, the senior executive producer of Tucker Carlson Tonight. It's a true... Look at... You got to stop thinking. Well, many of you already figured it out. I used to spend a couple hours a day on Fox or listening to Fox in the background. If I spend an hour a week on Fox now, that's a big deal. Something's happening that I either want to catch them at or, well, it seems they'll tip their hand where they're coming from. Some of you are diehards. You won't give it up because you figure, oh, they'll come back around at some point in time. No, they won't. Why should they? Is it costing them? Some more fun with the party of non-responsibility. You know, that's what I've always called them. It's never their fault. Never, ever, ever. Biden blames Putin, COVID, and the MAGA. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Putin, COVID, MAGA, and the GOP for inflation. Not himself. Has nothing to do with them. And listen, if they're trying to sell this, you know that they believe they can. What's that say for their side of the aisle, if you know what I mean? Now, Joe Biden, under pressure to tame high inflation, sought to assure Americans on Tuesday that he understands what they're grappling with and that the Federal Reserve is working to resolve this issue. Oh, yeah, sure. No, the issue, Joe, is you have to change the way you do business. You have to change the rules. You have to reverse some of those executive orders you put out there. We didn't have this problem before. We didn't have supply, even when we had COVID. We didn't, you know, going at it at the beginning. We didn't have supply chain issues. We didn't have 100 ships sitting off the docks in California because they can't be unloaded. Yeah, because of EPA rules and other things. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. A lot more. Come get another hour of me that you have to put up with. If you need to take a drink, go grab a drink. Come on back. We'll be back in just a few minutes.